Subheading: The Implements of a Useless Shepherd. Another prophecy that was fulfilled in Judas was Zechariah 11:12-13. That is where it was foretold that the wages of Jehovah's useless shepherd would be 30 pieces of silver, which was to be thrown into the temple treasury. Matthew 27:3-5 records the actual fulfillment of that prophecy. It reads, "Thus Judas, who betrayed him, seeing he had been condemned, felt remorse, and turned the 30 silver pieces back to the chief priests and older men, saying, 'I sinned when I betrayed righteous blood.' They said, 'What is that to us? You must see to that.' So he threw the silver pieces into the temple and withdrew and went off and hanged himself." God has arranged prophecies in such a way that some minor aspects take place long before the much grander fulfillments. Thus, the ancient merely supplies an additional pattern for what is to come afterwards. So, just as Jesus was betrayed at the conclusion of his 3 1/2 year ministry, the earthly ministry of the body of Christ will likewise conclude with the treachery of betrayers. Even as Zechariah foretold that the shepherd will be struck so that the sheep would be scattered, so it is that the 11th chapter of Zechariah goes into much more detail than simply could have applied to the first century flock. For example, Zechariah 11:4 reads, "This is what Jehovah my God has said, 'Shepherd the flock meant for the killing, the buyers of which proceed to kill them, although they are not held guilty. And those selling them say, "May Jehovah be blessed, while I shall gain riches." And their own shepherds do not show any compassion upon them." Just as Judas betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver, the wicked shepherds who betray the sheep for their own enrichment also hypocritically bless Jehovah. That indicates that they pose as Christian elders in order to gain authority over Jehovah's trusting sheep. Apparently, the evil shepherds that sell the sheep to the slaughter make up a composite man of lawlessness. In order for the man of lawlessness to sit down in the temple of the God, it is necessary that Jehovah must allow him to completely control his organization for a brief period of time. That seems to be what Zechariah 11:15-16 foretells, where it says, "And Jehovah went on to say to me, 'Take yet for yourself the implements of a useless shepherd, for here I am letting a shepherd rise up in the land. To the sheep being effaced, he will give no attention. The young one he will not seek, and the broken sheep he will not heal. The one stationing herself, he will not supply with food, and the flesh of the fat one he will eat, and the hooves of the sheep he will tear off.'" Who might the buyers prove to be to whom the useless shepherd sells Jehovah's sheep? Zechariah 11:6 answers, saying, "So here I am causing mankind to find themselves, each one, in the hand of his companion and in the hand of his king, and they will crush to pieces the land, and I shall do no delivering out of their hand." This verse indicates that the judgment upon God's congregation occurs in the context of a time of tribulation upon all of mankind. Zechariah 11:6 is in harmony with many other prophecies that have revealed nothing short of a global fratricidal holocaust as this world's final judgment.